Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Sharpie, Chris, Lauren, and Steve. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even going to open your mouth to say hello. Just
Okay. It's snowed in again. So, another snowed in show from Atlanta.
Yeah, we're going to iced in. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Apparently, I got a little ugly with Lauren last time, which I don't think I meant to, but I guess I got a little, a little offensive. So anyone who thinks that I was mean to her, I apologize. I didn't mean to be mean.
I thought you were being mean.
I know, that seems to be the consensus.
I'm just going to milk this as much as I can. I really didn't.
Can I milk it?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
See, I didn't listen to it yet. We just posted it, and so I haven't listened. But I'm sure when I hear it, I'll be like, Lauren and Chris, what are they talking about?
Mm.
It's just a heated argument. Doesn't mean that I'm getting ugly.
Did you just minimize my feelings?
She did.
All right, I'll apologize for that on the next show. Jeez. Do I need a running tab?
We may have to start that.
I can't imagine. Well, never mind.
We're going to have a tears and apologies segment.
I think Lisa should send me flowers.
Oh, my goodness. Wouldn't you rather have a cupcake or a bottle of wine?
Either one.
All right. I thought so. All right. So on tonight's show, we're going to be talking about some Disney news, kind of updates and news tidbits from here and there. And we're going to start off with Imagine That, FastPass Plus, and My Magic Plus. So let's get started. Chris, you just recently got back from yet another trip to Disney World.
Yes, I have a problem.
You certainly do. You didn't take me. That's the problem.
Well, I would have because I was there by myself. I mean, I met up with people, but I was by myself, and it was kind of like lonely. It was fine until like nighttime when I'm in my studio at Saratoga Springs and I hear this noise and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. Like somebody under the bed or behind the curtains was just waiting
Seriously?
For me to kill me. Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Turns out you weren't there alone.
No, I don't know. It was scary. I'm great. I can travel anywhere until nighttime. And then I'm like, oh, God, someone's under the bed.
No one's under the bed.
And it'd have to be a very slender person.
Yeah, it would.
Wow.
Anyway,
with a key to your room.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. I haven't worked out the entire scenario.
You have to have a magic band to your room.
If someone badly enough, you can do it.
Oh, boy.
Stop it. Get at Disney World. Don't forget that. Check under your bed.
Oh, please.
Anyway.
They're after our laughs, not our screams.
What is this, Monsters, Inc.?
It is.
Did I miss something?
Chris, what did you do?
Okay, so I actually went there, and Steve was like, you need to check out all the FastPass kiosks. So my last morning there.
I love your impression of Steve.
What's that?
Impressions of Steve sound like Roz.
I've been working on it. But I had been checking them out. I'd been taking pictures and posting them to Instagram and everything, but I hadn't actually done it. And then Steve asked me to go ahead and do it. So I spent my last, 2 hours in the Magic Kingdom kind of going around to these kiosks. And I said that, I put it that way, Steve, so you'd feel guilty, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So just FYI. But anyway, so mainly I wanted to find out how the kiosks work for off-property guests because we'd sort of been skating around it. None of us really knew how it worked. So basically what happens if you're an off-property guest, you can go ahead and you just take your ticket, your park ticket, and, you're going to put that barcode up against the Mickey head just like you would if you had a magic band. And a screen's going to come up. It's going to have your name on there. And it's only going to have you because, unfortunately, you haven't been able to do any of this online. So it doesn't have your entire party. So each person in your party is then going to do the same thing. You go ahead and you add everybody. And then it's very user-friendly. You just push, continue. And then it gives you fast pass options. You pick the ones you want. And then it gives you different groupings. And you can get up to four possible groupings. And as you go later in the day, of course, those groupings become, you know, one. Like maybe you get only one choice for your three fast passes. And you just pick those and you go. There are several kiosks in each park. There's going to be a big sign. There's probably going to be something of a line. And there weren't any lines the morning I went on Monday, but during the weekend, there were very long lines. And they're either manned by a cast member with an iPad that's going to do all of it for you, or they're an actual standalone kiosk that you just walk up to, and there's a cast member there who could help you, and she'll take you through it, or he'll take you through it. So it's one or the other. But you have assistance at each one. It's just there are two different types of kiosks right now that you can use. And I think eventually they'll probably get rid of the cast members just standing there holding iPads. So.
Okay. So you said you get to pick from groupings, or is it like the rides are grouped
right
in certain categories?
Like say you picked Buzz Lightyear, Splash Mountain, and Peter Pan. They'd give you four different groups of those three, provided that many was available, with different times. Like they'd be like 5, 7, and 9, or 1, 7, and 9, or something like that. And then you just pick the one that fits you best.
Okay. So you're not picking.
The website's doing that as well right now.
I'm sorry?
The website is doing that as well right now.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing. It's basically the same thing. And as Lauren pointed out like a month or so ago, you know, if you're there in the early, early morning, you'd want those later afternoon ones because that's when the park is most full. And in fact, when I was picking out my fast passes, it was really slow at that time. So, you know, you don't need them for that time. You just pick them for later if you can. And, you know, hopefully those are available. And they told us, you know, as the day goes on, those fast passes are going to disappear and you might get two options instead of four. The other thing she told me is that if you're an annual pass holder, you're going to use your Magic Band. You know, you'll do the same thing with your Magic Band. And that right now there aren't any plans to allow off-site guests to do anything online, nothing. But she said eventually annual pass holders will be able to, and they'll be able to pick up to 6 days in a row. And then there'll be a space so that, you know, that it's like a dead period where they can't, like say, you know, there's a 2-month period where you can't do this again. But for those 6 days, you can pick out fast passes for your trip, basically, if that makes sense.
Okay. All right.
But that's not in place yet. Right now, annual pass holders have the same basic situation that off-property guests do. And that's just if you're an annual pass holder staying off-property.
Yeah, because if you're staying on-property, then you get the same.
Then you get the
same benefits.
Then you're in the cool kids crowd.
It was really user-friendly, I thought. It was very simple. The biggest issue was obviously like on Saturday, we were like, holy cow, look at that line. You know, it was long.
Yeah, that's the part I wouldn't. To me, that's not worth staying off property then.
I'd have to agree.
And I think Disney would be wise to keep it that way.
I agree.
Do you think it's a benefit that they'll eventually move to on property guests only?
I think on property and AP and.
Well, then you've got Florida residents. I mean, you've got people that are very faithful to Disney. And to make it resort guests only. You can't.
Well, I don't think
perhaps they could do something different. I mean, for Florida residents, it's going to be harder because they come a lot more.
Right. Well, and annual pass holders, they have an annual pass for a reason.
But annual pass holders don't come as much as Florida residents may come.
No, I don't. Have you seen Miss Wood?
Depending.
Have you met her?
You know what? I go for research, Lisa. These are research trips. Please don't make me feel bad for trying to be a good employee.
Oh, please.
Okay. Thank you for your dedicated service.
Her leisurely trips.
No, and you know, I know that she goes down there and she meets up and she represents Mouse Chat and she's doing pixie stuff. So yeah, I know that there is a work aspect. And you know, I gave you some homework and Steve gave you some homework and you did
you
it graciously.
Did give me homework.
I did. But that was for our next fun trip.
Yeah, that's true. No, seriously, it's all research. That's what I tell my husband. Anyway. God, that joke kind of fell flat. I'm sorry. Steve, edit that out. See, that's what we mean, right? By editing.
Yes.
Anyway, So yeah, I mean, I think it would be really a bad idea if they let offsite guests do these, you know, make their arrangements on the computer. I don't know. That should be a benefit of staying on site. But if you're a local annual pass holder, there should be something given to you as a benefit of being a local annual pass holder. So.
Okay. And then, Lauren, you were saying, well, right now you can book 3 in advance if you're staying on property, 3 attractions to make reservations, right. But they're testing at Disney now.
Yeah, we recently read through a couple different areas that yesterday Disney started testing with removing the limitation off. I've read 2 different things. One was that they allowed you 2 extra, and one was that it was open-ended. I don't know which one is actually true, if any, but that was what we were hearing, that yesterday they started to test without the restrictions.
Well, that's cool.
So I actually think that that would be great. Even if you could only pre-book 3, and then once you got there, you could book more, that would be great.
Yeah.
But not making you do it at the kiosk, being able to do it on your phone at that point would be great.
Oh, that'd be nice. If you can
know,
get,
like,
if
you can once get you scan into the park, now you can book more, you know.
Yeah.
Thing.
If you can avoid waiting in a 20 or 30 minute kiosk line. Yeah, because right. We get a lot of, I've gotten a lot of emails and comments on the Mouse Chat website about, okay, well, what happens after I use my 3? And I'm like, well, then you're in the standby line. And they're like, ugh. They're like, you mean I'm going there all day and I only get to do 3?
Third class citizens.
Yeah.
So they're not the guest. Once they realize that, they're excited about pre-booking, and then they're like, well, after I use those 3, then I'm in the line all day long? And I'm like, well, right now you are. So that'll be nice if that they work that out.
Yeah, I hope they do. I think it would be great. I also think it might, I mean, I don't know. They still have to work out. To me, they still have to work out the hopper situation.
Well, they have a lot of things.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things, and I just saw an ad on TV for My Magic Plus and the whole Fast Pass thing with Lumiere, and you know, cute commercial, and it did specifically say, "Come join us for our testing period, be our test guest or something like that." So they're definitely declaring this as still testing zone.
A full year in, we're still testing.
Well, yeah. And I think that's fair because there are so many things that they need to fix and figure out because there's just Disney's a complex creature. You need to.
And it's new. It's all new. This has not been done anywhere before.
Right. And the fact that they've, you know, I think they were smart in their slow release, you know, resort by resort, and then slowly including other aspects like offsite guests and or AP holders and things of that nature. They're not jumping in with one whole thing to face themselves with huge problems of all shapes and sizes. They're conquering one aspect and then adding another, figuring out the problems, and then figuring out the problems that go with those and fixing them and then moving on. And I think that's smart. I think they've got it under control and they're doing a good job. And I think we've got great things that are going to come out of this.
Yeah.
And once all the wrinkles are ironed, it'll be good.
Yep, I agree.
I have to ask the question. Do you ever think they will sell additional FastPass options?
I don't.
Like for $24.95, you can add an additional 3-pack of FastPass selections to your reservation.
I don't think they will.
I have to withhold judgment because I'm not sure. It is something Universal does, in essence, and it works for Universal. And it gets people to stay on property. I think it might be something they sell to people that are not staying on property, similar to what Universal Studios does.
But that I could say.
I don't think they're going to sell them to resort guests.
I think they'll always give some for free, but I can easily see them adding a paid option.
I don't know.
Well, if they do, it would be a long ways down the road because they're just trying to figure out the regular option now. So
they have to get it to work first.
They got to get it to work first and then make sure people are happy with it. And then they got to let a year or two go by and then, and then start whittling away at it and tweaking it from there, probably.
It's a very complex thing that they're undertaking. So
okay.
I am eager to see where it goes from here and what they're going to do. And you know what? Darn it. I am just waiting for the day that it is all in stone and this is the way it is and no more changes, because trying to update people all the time, it's exhausting.
Especially, I mean, considering that we work with folks who are planning a trip a year in advance. And if we've had so much change in the last 6 months, it's hard to tell them what mm-hmm. their experience will be like in 12 months.
Yeah,
it's very true. It'll be interesting. So hang in there. And I don't do half of what you guys do as agents. And, you know, hats off to you. I don't know how you keep up with all this.
So. We don't really.
Oh, nice.
I'm kidding.
We talk a lot, so somebody finds something out, and then we figure it out.
Yeah, that's true. Lauren and I are like, you know, back and forth all day long. Hey, you know, I care about such and such.
Chris, kind of I just like can't win brain. With you. First, I get the cold shoulder and the guilt trip because I accuse you of going down to Disney for pleasure, and then you defend it and say you do it for work, and how dare I? And then I crack another joke, and I'm in trouble for that. I can't win with you.
No, it's all love, Lisa.
Are we going to have to put you in timeout, Lisa?
Ooh. Yeah, she said, you know Sharpie? What? She's going snow crazy.
That's Sharpie, snow crazy. You know? This just digs deep. I'm moving on with or without you guys.
And she suggests you do the same.
Wow.
Now I can't get that stupid snowman song out of my head.
Do you want to build a snowman? Yes, I want to build a snowman.
Shut up. So friggin' maudlin and manipulative.
I'm talking to the pictures on the wall. I love that.
Hang in there, Joe.
I love the homage to Joan of Arc. I love that. I was like, you rock.
I didn't even catch that.
I didn't catch that either.
Joan of Arc is
yeah,
the picture
hang in
on the
there,
wall.
Joan. It was Joan of Arc.
Oh, I see. I don't know. I saw it twice. I don't really remember
see,
half of
Disney's
it.
Disney's trying to expose you to art and culture, and you just see a cartoon.
Trust me.
I'm just poking fun.
You can poke fun at me all you want. I deserve it.
You know, I feel the walls of love breaking down.
You know what?
Did you guys see the Easter egg in Frozen? Have you guys heard the backstory of the movie Frozen?
I feel like I did see that. Where was that?
The backstory of Frozen, if you'll notice that the parents left 3 years ago. And 3 years ago, Tangled came out. And that was like the whole idea of Elsa's parents were going to Flynn and Rapunzel's wedding, and their ship went down. And there's actually an Easter egg in Frozen.
Oh, yeah, right. I remember
that
part.
You know what? The girls actually caught shoot, they were going to Rapunzel's.
Yep.
How would you know?
And if you watch the movie closely, you can see Flynn and Rapunzel at the party for the coronation.
They caught that, yes. too.
So Disney, with this whole new FastPass system, has added new attractions to the FastPass list. And I think it's kind of good. They've got so many more attractions that have a FastPass available. And it's not just rides. They've got the meet and greets in here. They've got parades in here. It's smart, if you ask me. And I'm going to go through these and we'll kind of try and touch on each one and let you know which one is new or which one is kind of a waste of time, because some of these are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for instance, It's a Small World. You don't need one. I don't know a time that you ever need a fast pass for It's a Small World.
Sometimes in the summertime, that it has a 90-minute wait time.
Yeah, but you know what else? What's also changed is... FastPass what's busy and what's not. Your standby lines now for rides that never really had waits now have waits.
That's actually true. Because like in Little Mermaid, for example, and that to me has been the most profound change, is something like Little Mermaid, which loads people so fast and moves people really fast. You used to be able to not really enjoy that queue because it moves so fast. And if you've been by the standby line in the queue, you know that it's got all this great stuff to look at and touch and kind of play with. And now you can enjoy it because you're waiting, because all those people who got fast passes for Little Mermaid are in your way.
Yeah. So it has changed. I think it's changing the dynamic a little bit because of that.
Yeah. Now I'll say we didn't have any trouble getting on Haunted Mansion this weekend, even though the parks were pretty busy. We had lots of trouble getting on Pirates. The line for Pirates is right out of the building.
Wow.
I've never seen that, even in the summertime. Yes. Yes,
that's
it was.
Crazy.
That's one of the ones that I have heard has been the most affected for some reason.
Because
and not in a good way.
Right, and not in a good way, because now you have to get a fast pass for Pirates, and people who maybe haven't been there before think, oh gosh, I got to go on Pirates, it's a classic, and they're correct, and then they get their fast pass, and so all of us who never get a fast pass are standing in that standby line, and it was okay because it was just a bunch of adults and we were hanging out and talking, but if I had been standing there with the kids, it would have been a long time. It was over a half hour.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a long
wait. Like a walk-on, usually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, walk on to 15.
Yeah.
I think 15 is reasonable. I consider that no wait.
I haven't missed anything over 20 minutes.
20 minutes or longer for Pirates, I agree with you 100%. And that was like the image I had in my head, because I remember walking by there even in the summertime and seeing, 20 minutes, pretty normal. It was out of the building.
That's crazy.
You know what I can appreciate is the new queue lines. I hate that. The new queues. I don't like being redundant. And like over at Dumbo the Flying Elephant, you've got the enhanced queue where you go in and they give you the beeper and the kids go play. So it's not, I don't think, the smartest use of a fast pass. It been the old Dumbo, oh, yeah. That was a miserable wait. And along those same lines, the Mad Tea Party. I think that's...
Well, Mad Tea Party never really had a line. And to be honest, I didn't really notice it this weekend. We didn't go on it. But I agree with you. I tell people absolutely don't fast pass Dumbo. Because
I do too.
Dumbo is like your time as a parent, especially if your kids aren't super little. If your kids are 5 or 6... and they're responsible enough to not run out that back door because there is an emergency exit there. You can kind of sit on a bench. They're not going anywhere and kind of relax a little bit while they run off some energy.
Yeah, that's what you guys did when I ran around.
Yes, you were so well behaved. We're really proud
of
you.
It was a big moment for me.
We're going to take you back, Lauren.
It was a big moment for me. I can't wait to go back.
You get to go back.
So what else does not need a fast pass? What do you think would be a waste of a fast pass?
Haunted Mansion?
Yeah. I was kind of thinking that. I think Haunted Mansion. I think PhilharMagic.
Aladdin.
Yeah,
Journey into the Imagination at Epcot.
Do you know what?
Well, wait. Stick to Magic Kingdom. Sorry, Sharpie.
So Magic Kingdom, what?
Just for now. We'll move. We'll progress.
Gosh. So I had never seen the fast pass line for Aladdin. And it was like so silly because there was no line to get onto Aladdin. These people were like walking through the fast pass line. I'm like, really? Because that's another thing that, I mean, you wait 10, 15 minutes tops, even in August or July.
Yeah.
So.
And I also, in Magic Kingdom, I don't know if you're only getting 3, I don't think I would waste them on Wishes and the Electric Light Parade either, because there's way too many rides there.
Yeah. I have to share an experience from our November trip with the Main Street Electrical Parade. We did a fast pass for it because we wanted to see what it was like. The location of the fast pass is on the very front side of the hub facing the castle. So if you have a fast pass for the nighttime for the Main Street Electrical Parade and you show up early enough to get right at the front of that rope, they then take that part of that rope down. So like you, we saw so many character interactions with kids right up in the front of that area. There was one young mother and who had a small daughter. She was probably 3.5, 4 years old, maybe. Mm. And every single princess walked up to her, posed with her for a photo, and just treated her like she was the first royal guest in the kingdom. And that experience, I mean, Jesse and I were looking at each other like, oh my gosh, this is so cute. Because you have all of your pictures, you have the Cinderella's castle in the background of all of your pictures. And then to get all of that character interaction, like if you're right up front, I think that was just such an incredible experience. Especially like the perfect scenario that I thought of is a family comes in early afternoon, gets settled in their hotel room, and then goes over to the Magic Kingdom for night. That would be the perfect use for that, for a fast pass for that day, to get that kind of upfront seat. You don't have to worry about staking your seat out hours in advance. It really has a great purpose, but on the average day in the Magic Kingdom, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. And you know what also, if you're in the Magic Kingdom a couple of nights or a couple of days where you can utilize your other fast passes and then use that for that. But the problem is that you're going to wait on long lines for things like Space Mountain and Splash Mountain and Big Thunder, like, you know, Pirates Now, Enchanted Tales with Belle, all those rides like that, you're going to wait in long lines for. So it becomes a point where it's a choice.
Yeah.
Like what's going to be more important to you. And that's the hard decision to make unless they do open it up to more fast pass options.
Yeah. And like Lauren was saying, you got to plan them out. So get there early. Figure out what rides you're going to do without FastPass early. Have your FastPasses planned for later in the day that you can utilize.
What about the meet and greets? Would you use a FastPass for a meet and greet if your child had to see Rapunzel or Mickey Mouse?
Yes. Yes.
You could use it for, and I think we were talking earlier on the show about how, like, Lisa and I with our kids that are different ages and Lauren with her kids that are different ages, or just going with adults, how you might do Disney differently. And so, you know, like in our last show that we just, that probably just went up last week, with character dining, that's a good option to avoid some of the meet and greets and spend more time in the park.
That's what I always did when
I like that idea, especially I'd rather do a character meal than waste a fast pass.
But if your kid has a certain character that they have to see, then you can guarantee it on your vacation by booking the fast pass.
Without standing in a long line, I think it's worth it, totally. And I also think it depends on the ages of the kids, because I think if you have a 3 or 4 year old who can't go on a lot of the big rides, that changes what you're going to fast pass.
It does.
You know, I think you're going to fast pass, some of your meet and greets. You're going to fast pass Enchanted Tales with Belle. You know, you may fast pass Barnstormer at that point, depending on the age of the child.
I think
it really does vary.
I think two that are important ones to not overlook, because the lines can get very long, Peter Pan and Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, Peter Pan and Winnie the Pooh are what I'm telling people with little kids to make sure they get a fast pass for.
Yeah, and I always tell them Enchanted Tales with Belle.
Yeah.
Walking right in on that one is nice.
Do you know what? I did something this last trip that I've never done. I never make it to rope drop. And I know that probably a lot of the people who listen to the show and are planners, they're probably appalled by that. But I was really surprised that I was like fifth on Peter Pan, and it was the best thing ever. Because that, you know, that's an attraction that always, you know, has a huge long line. So if
that's
it's really important.
You always walk by and go, no.
Yeah, never mind. So, and it's such a good attraction too. So I think, you know, if you can really plan it out well and get there right away, because as soon as I got off Peter Pan, I walked on Haunted Mansion, you know, and it was like 9:15 and I'd already done, you know, 9:20 or so. I'd done two rides. So that's pretty good.
Good. I think right up there with Haunted Mansion because of the continuous load is Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger spin.
Yes.
That's not one I know a lot of people recommend that one. I don't really recommend that.
Now, the line, on that one, I think this is why the teacups bother me, is because it's wait 10 minutes and then move up ahead 20 spaces type of thing. Right. Where with Buzz Lightyear and the Haunted Mansion, you are constantly moving pretty well. And it just makes the line seem shorter. I think a good one is the Speedway.
I do too.
That's a good one.
I recommend that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
and
especially
it's funny because that one is not high on the list of ones that people fast pass.
Yeah.
I don't like waiting in that line.
I hate waiting in that line. I don't know
especially
what it is.
Especially in the summer.
Yes.
It's long and hot.
And part of it is the kind of exhaust smell too.
You know, I was thinking that. I just don't feel like I'm doing myself any favors by waiting in that line and that exhaust.
But it does have a covered viewing and waiting area. So, I mean, that there's always a positive if you have part of the family that doesn't want to experience the attraction.
This is what I love about Sharpie. He's always got that
positive spin. Attraction. Well, plus, all these nooks and crannies that people look over, those are like some of the best things about going to Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I agree. I think another good choice sometimes, and again, this is one of those iffy ones, but Jungle Cruise. The wait for Jungle Cruise can be torturous if you want to do that ride.
That ride is torturous.
Yeah. I was going to say, just skip it. If you've never done it.
It's one of my favorites. I am a lover of puns and corny humor. So I fully embrace my love of the Jungle Boat. Oh, I love it. Love it. Who can pass up the backside of water?
I don't even get that.
The backside of a waterfall.
Why is that funny?
Water doesn't have a side.
It's funny because it's stupid.
Exactly.
Mm.
And that's why we love you, Chris Wood.
Chris and I are both having blonde moments right now.
I know.
Okay, do you want me to explain that chart too?
Yes.
Okay.
So what would we do, Lisa, what would we do with the kids? Get there early, hit Fantasyland, hit all the Brookie rides, and then have our three fast passes for the afternoon for the bigger coasters, and then one of us would stay with Brooke.
Yeah,
and
we'd split. We often do split up because Amber likes the big rides and she'll ride anything, and Brooke loves Dumbo and Winnie the Pooh and Peter Pan. And the princesses.
Yeah.
So you just have to plan your day properly. And I think on, I don't know, 2-3 shows ago, the best point we made is don't get fast passes for 10 a.m. Don't get fast passes for 2 p.m. Get fast passes for 7 and 8 and 6 o'clock in the evening when the fast passes are all gone, the available dispensable ones, and your crowds are high.
Yeah, I do recommend the afternoon fast passes too.
Yeah, and the afternoon.
I definitely don't recommend the morning though.
Yeah, because everyone gets in there.
Not bad.
Yeah, everyone gets
okay,
there
I'll
about
go with afternoon.
Yeah, they come in 10, 11 o'clock.
But
and
I think
then they start filling it up.
I think don't start any earlier than 3 with your fast passes.
Yeah, maybe after lunch. Anytime after lunch.
Yeah, after lunch. That's what I've been doing.
So other than that, because your crowds are definitely going to be there by noon and 1 o'clock, so your lines will get longer, but I think you're definitely going to have high crowds and long lines in the late afternoon and early evening. Couple more that we didn't hit. We didn't actually talk about the mountains. Space, Splash, and Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Of course, those are always going to be good ones to use your... I hate standing in Splash's line. I don't know
can
why. It's a pretty line, but I hate
really
it.
Long.
Just I think it's because it's never ending and it's very deceiving because you think that you're going to get to where you need to get on the ride and then, oops, sorry, you've got another detour over here. So, sorry, Lauren, you were saying?
No, I was just going to say, one of my recommendations to people for Magic Kingdom is if you're doing Magic Kingdom more than one day, which many people do Magic Kingdom at least 2 days. I recommend that you try to divide the park in half and do like, you know, your Fantasyland and Tomorrowland fast passes one day and your Frontierland and Adventureland passes one day so that you're not running back and forth across the park.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that I've been recommending. I just think sometimes it's easier or just space your passes out far enough if you have them in three different lands so that you're not running around. So you can do
that's
other smart. Things in between.
That's a great
and
touring plan.
Magic Kingdom, I think, is the one that really you have to think about with that because it's just, you know.
Okay, well, that kind of wraps up Magic Kingdom. Sharpie, you want to tell us what you think about Epcot?
Oh, Epcot. A fast pass for Journey into the Imagination is not only a waste of a perfectly good fast pass,
but
it's also a waste of time.
Yeah.
For attractions like that, you have to stand there and scan your Magic Band to get in. Meanwhile, the standby line folks are just flooding right on through past you. So not only are you putting yourself behind them, but you've also wasted a fast pass. And the whole tiered fast pass system, I am not a fan of at all.
No,
I don't like that at all.
Yeah. So you only get one e-ticket, which over there was what, like probably a Soarin' or a Test Track.
You've got Soarin',
Test Track, Mission Space,
Illuminations.
No, not Mission Space.
Really? That's
it's
crazy.
Maelstrom, Illuminations, and Character Spot.
Mm-hmm. And Soarin' and Test Track.
Yep.
So, yeah, for me, I definitely do. I think I do Test Track. Soarin' and Test Track are the two that are...
See, yeah. I recommend Soarin' if you want to do both.
The other ones, like Chris was, Sharpie was saying, you've got Journey into Imagination with Figment, and as I think someone was saying, Mission Space, that's your
second tier.
Your second tier choices. Spaceship Earth. I don't know that you really need anything for that.
Living with the Land has always got a long line. You got to really watch that one.
What?
Well, I had a long line in like 1980.
What are you on?
Hey, sometimes I have seen the wait time for Living with the Land at 90 minutes.
Oh, stop.
Well, no, when we were there in November, I'm not kidding.
They only had one boat.
Was that because someone came with graffiti and spray painted 90 on there?
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid riding that and waiting forever, and that queue line would go on and on. But since it opened, it has been
actually paid attention to me.
Yes. It's a walk.
You know, some people don't like that attraction, but I say you have to experience it more than once because then it really grows on you.
Oh, bum. Now, I do like that one, and I can see that one again and again because it's always so cool. I like it.
They change the exhibits a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
And there's always something new to see if you go every few weeks like Chris Wood does, or every few months like the rest of Disney fandom does, or once a year or every couple years. There's always something new to see.
Yeah. What about Nemo?
Not
Nemo and Friends.
Nope. But it's one I'm telling people to get.
Yeah. I mean, good gracious, by the time you walk through that line to get to the front.
Yeah.
You've done it. You just pace yourself and everyone in front of you is going to be already on it. So, so Nemo, you don't need one for that. Turtle Talk with Crush. I don't think there's any point to that either because you're really going to have to wait anyway. You wait for the show.
Wait till the next show.
Pretty much everyone gets in. That's end of story.
It may increase your chance of getting a good seat or having your child like right up front. So
yeah, but you teach your kid right to push and shove and they'll get right up there.
No.
Just kidding.
You gotta teach these kids right at a young age.
Yeah. Gotta fight for what you want.
The ways of the world.
No.
Disney World.
And then Captain EO, you know, again, Captain EO has a fast pass. I'm just telling you how it is.
So you get to pick three. So you pick either Soarin' or Test Track, and then you get two more. So because you can only pick one on the top line. So you got what? You get Nemo and one more.
I mean, you really don't even need to do Nemo. I would do, if I had to pick my two from group secondary. I mean, you've got your e-tickets, and then you have your A-tickets. Is that how we're going?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Nemo is an Omnimover ride system, so it's constantly loading.
You don't need it for Turtle Talk. You don't need it for Spaceship Earth. Mission Space, I don't think you need it. Living with the Land. None of these. You don't really need them. If I had to, I'd pick Spaceship Earth and Mission Space.
As your second level.
As my second level.
I guess, yeah.
Now, does anyone know where the the viewing area is for Illuminations?
I don't. We did Wishes in front of the castle, like Chris, like, or Sharpie, like you were talking about. And that was a great spot. We did that early on when they first did the parades with the Fast Pass. But I haven't seen where it is for Illuminations.
Hold on.
I would almost rather do a Fast Pass for the monorail at Epcot.
Ugh.
That's a good point.
That'll be next.
Because you can wait forever to get back to the Magic Kingdom or Ticket and Transportation Center from Epcot. It's like, come on, people. There's no traffic to deal with here. Let's get this monorail back and forth.
Yeah, we either bust out of Illuminations early, or if we're staying at Beach Club and go out the back. But yeah, that monorail to get back to Magic Kingdom can be a long, long line late at night.
I've had clients actually say to me, "I don't want anything from the second tier. I just want the first tier." And I'm like, well, you might as well pick something.
I know. You might as well pick something and then
that's
go.
That's kind of the way we felt in November. I mean, that was – we did
– it's a waste.
Yeah.
We did Spaceship Earth, and I mean, it maybe saved us 10 minutes, maybe. Yeah. If that.
Okay. Well, Lisa, move on to Hollywood Studios.
I'm actually going to skip to Animal Kingdom because I always think it's the redheaded stepchild, and I'm going to not make it last.
Okay.
Oh, I appreciate that, Lisa. It's my favorite part.
Sweet of you.
Thank you.
I wasn't being sincere.
Oh, well, Sharpie was.
I was. I love Animal Kingdom.
Do you know what? He's the good kid.
He's going to
make us
junkie.
Look bad, Chris.
Yeah, whereas Bob used to make us look sweet and
good.
Innocent.
Yeah.
This guy's going to make us
squeaky clean then.
Why did we want him to join the show again? All right, never mind.
See, you opened the door and now
Pandora's box, man.
All right, we have to get on topic or Krabby Pants is going to be mad. So, let's go. And
that'd be you, Steve.
Lisa.
Thank you.
What's that?
I said that'd be you, Steve. Yeah, he's just not in his head.
Come on.
I have to deal with you.
Ah.
That's punishment enough. Okay, Animal Kingdom, Fast Passes. No tiered system here, but we've got about 10 or so Fast Pass attractions. And let's see, just off the top of your head, where do you think you'd use your Fast Pass? Number one attraction would be...
Everest.
Yep. Number two. Let's see. This should be unanimous too.
Avatar Land.
No, the Safari.
Because that's be about the next time I get over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve's not allowed to answer questions anymore. Sharpie, what do you think?
It all depends on the time of year. Summer, I would definitely use a Fast Pass for Finding Nemo the Musical.
You are creative.
Oh, that's good. Because the line for
that
is
so
huge.
Hot.
Yeah, and it's outside.
Yes.
Yep.
And you want to see it because it is a great attraction over there.
That is, right. Yeah, that's one of the ones I would do for a show.
Yep.
It's a good idea.
All right, points for Sharpie.
Woohoo!
Now, the Safari is very good, but I would not do the Safari because I would go early in the morning and not use a Fast Pass and just go on the Safari first.
Yeah, but
thing.
That's where you book it for later.
Yeah.
This way, if you get there late by chance,
you could
have the backup. You can always change.
Oh, bless you.
Sorry.
Yes.
Because Cali River Rapids is another good choice.
I still haven't been on that ever.
Once again, especially in the summer, that would definitely be a great one to use a Fast Pass on.
And honestly, Primeval World.
Oh God!
That
what?
Line.
Who would even ride that?
That it's hard. The ride is horrible, but my kids always want to go on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always a long line.
It was like 75 minutes.
Always.
Like late at night in November when the park was practically empty.
Wow.
Because I thought it said 15 minutes because I only saw the five because we were over in that area. And I was like, ooh, I'm going to go do Primeval World. And then I got closer and it said 7.5.
Welcome to old age, Sharpie.
Yeah, I was like, I was asked the cast member, I was like, is the line really 75 minutes? She's like, yeah. She said, it's actually probably a little bit longer than that because the one half of the coaster was down. So,
yeah.
Crazy.
That one is just, and that one is kind of one of those ones that all the kids think that they're big enough to do,
mm-hmm.
but it's got such a what is it, like 54 inches or something you have to be? It's like riding Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to take Brooke on that. Oops.
Yeah.
Like, it's sobbed because they weren't tall enough to ride it.
Lisa's trying to turn Brookie into a projectile.
I guess I am. Amber and I went on it, and I'm like, you know what, Brookie, you're tall enough. You can ride this. We went over there, and she's like, I'm not tall enough. She was so heartbroken.
What?
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah. What are the first tier fast passes you can get at Animal Kingdom?
Well, there's no tiers.
Oh, they're all together? You can just get they're three? Together, yeah. Oh, there's no
Brooke. The only
tears
were coming from Brooke.
Oh, yes. This is true.
But bump. I need to get a drum
you
set
guys,
over here.
Dinosaurs one? I don't really think you have to fast pass dinosaur.
Dinosaur moves pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I think part of it, it's not always about the weight. I think it's partly the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, you're standing in line for Festival of the Lion King or something, or Finding Nemo. It's you're just standing there,
and it just gets
and that's awful.
And in the summer, it just feels like it just keeps getting hotter as you stand there. Yeah.
And even it's tough to be a bug.
Well,
that one's
tough
got
a bug
that
is
one's
air conditioned.
It's air conditioned, but it smells.
It's a bug slot world. What do you expect?
I
it's underground.
Don't. Okay,
it smells like dung beetle.
Stink bug. No, it's kind of stinky down there under
it
there.
It's not.
It is
it's
too. Take a whiff.
Stinky.
Oh,
it's not stinky
please.
At all.
It smells like sweaty people.
No, it doesn't. It's underground.
It just bugs you, doesn't it, Lisa?
Okay, Chris.
You are the king of bad jokes.
He really is.
Giant cornball.
Oh boy. I'm gonna get some bug spray for you. But I think with it's tough to be a bug. I think that because it does have shorter shows, that the line does go quicker than it does with something like Festival of the Lion King, or it just seems so much easier.
I have to say, the fact that Mickey's Jam and Jungle Parade is on there, that is a must do for everybody.
What?
I'm kidding.
Again.
The last time, I don't think I've ever even, maybe I do, I probably do need to at least see that one time.
No, it's not, it's horrible.
I like it.
It is my least favorite parade on property.
The best time to see it is
we're
around
tire
Christmas,
down.
Though.
But that's the Jingle Jungle Parade, that's
the
different.
The Jingle Jungle Parade, right.
I haven't seen that one, actually.
All right.
It's
all
really
right.
Cool if you ever do the Backstage Magic Tour, you get to see the backstage area where they store all of those floats, and you get to see how they work and all that kind of cool stuff. It's a really awesome tour.
All right, so next time we go, it sounds like tours are on Sharpie.
Didn't we do that tour with you?
We did.
We did.
And it was awesome.
It was really.
It was very cool. And we learned all about lightning rods.
At the Magic Kingdom.
And we put stickers on
Kingdom.
Steve.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Keys
oh,
is that
what we did? Keys
but yeah. It was part of it. It was part
that's
of the tour.
The difference.
So we saw, Disney World or Magic Kingdom parade floats, not the Animal Kingdom
right.
floats.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah,
but we did get
one.
To see floats.
Yes.
Okay, so here we go. So dinosaur, possibly not. Everest, yeah, we need to use that. River Rapids could be a good choice. Kilimanjaro Safaris, I think, is a good choice. Finding Nemo, good choice. There's a lot of good stuff over at Animal Kingdom, and it's so overlooked, this whole
it
park.
Is.
The meet and greet, of course, that depends on the kids that you have or the adults, in the case of Jody. Primeval Whirl, it's a fun ride, and it's a long line. So if you're going to ride it, you may as well use a fast pass for that.
Make sure your kids are tall enough, though.
Yeah. Well, you have to. You'll figure it out once you get there.
Yeah, but you don't want to pre-book them online and then.
Yeah, but you can always change it. Well,
yeah,
you can't
it's
always
a little hard
change
to
it.
Change it. So yeah.
Yeah. So don't they've got the requirements on the Disney site, or you can check with your travel agent.
It's also on the FastPass site when you're booking them.
And we have height charts.
Oh, we do.
You do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, if you want one, you can write to us.
So we could
comments at mousechat.net, and we'll
send
you one.
Yeah, we have those little. If you have a kid that needs to, you need to know what how tall they are before they go. We've got some Disney height charts, so you don't have to mark up your wall.
They're really cute.
Yeah, they're cute. They're kind of cool. You know, the only thing they don't have on them that they should have on them is they don't have the rides listed on them.
Yeah, that would be smart to list the ride at the specific height.
Yeah. Well,
Brooke had one.
We had one from years ago, but the new ones that we have now just have Disney characters and the markings, but they don't say Thunder Mountain.
Woohoo, you made it to Thunder Mountain.
Yeah, they don't
Woo-hoo,
have them all.
You can drive your own car.
Yeah.
That's Woohoo!
And it needs to do that, too. So, yes. All right, so we're on to...
Okay, did we finish up with Animal Kingdom?
I think so.
All right. Now we're going to head over to Hollywood Studios. This one is also a tiered park, just like Epcot, and your e-tickets and your D-tickets or your A-tickets, I guess, anything, A, B, C, D. So your e-tickets are going to be your big ones, Rock and Roller Coaster. These are kind of surprising. Rock and Roller Coaster, I get. Toy Story Mania, I get. But Beauty and the Beast... Eh, and Fantasmic, I get, but you can really plan ahead for both Beauty and the Beast and Fantasmic.
And Beauty and the Beast doesn't give you a special place to sit either.
You tried that Fast Pass.
I did.
Tell us about that.
You just go in a separate line, and the lines all led you at the same time anyway. So it doesn't, you get nothing for it. Like, there, to me,
it makes no sense.
It is a waste of a Fast Pass. I think any of those big shows like that there are. I think Indiana Jones, Lights, Motor, Action, I think they're all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't waste a Fast Pass on any
no
of those.
Way.
So the only shows that are really worth Fast Pass are over at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, Nemo.
Yeah.
And then, the other ones, it sounds like it's a waste.
But it's really hard with the Fantasmic show, I've actually heard that the viewing spot that they give you is much better than what they give you with the Dine package. I haven't done it yet, but that was what the feedback I got for it was.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't done it yet, but that was the feedback I got, that that spot for that was better than where they put you for the dining package.
You know, pretty soon, if you're doing just a standby for Fantasmic, you're going to be standing room only.
Yeah.
All these special privileges to get special
but
seating.
But who's going to pick Fantasmic, really? I mean, you have Toy Story, unless you don't do rides at all.
Well, that and what Sharpie was saying earlier, if you're going in for your first night or you've decided to do just an evening, maybe you went to a water park that day or hung out at your resort and went swimming.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
it'd be a perfect scenario.
Yeah.
But you
now, when are they
going to
do fast passes?
Sorry?
Yeah, you're right. You have to do Toy Story.
You have to do Toy Story.
You're never getting
on it.
Right. There's no other way unless you have no value for time.
Exactly. Unless that's the only thing you want to do.
Or you got to get their first ride of the day, either through a group package or you get there at rope drop and hightail it over.
And you're still going to have a 30-minute wait, even if you get there and head straight there. Chances are people are going to beat you there.
Yep.
And, and you're going to be waiting 30 minutes for Toy Story. And it's a continuous load ride, too.
Well, I find
that one loads slow.
Yeah, they gotta put you in.
It really does. Yeah. You know what I don't understand is why is there no Fast Pass for Toy Story at Disneyland?
I mean, why is there never a line for it at Disneyland?
Yeah, it's such a great ride.
It is. It's the same ride. I don't get it.
Because there's so much more at California Adventure that it's not the show stopping top ride. There's not as much at Hollywood Studios.
So it's a little fish
in
a big pond.
Like if Cars Land opened up and all the other stuff
right
opened
next
up.
To,
Mickey's
California Screamin'.
No, California Screamin'.
Yeah, you got California Screamin', you got everything in Cars Land.
Heimlich's Choo Choo.
Yeah, you got the whole You got the whole kids zone. Well, that takes
Disneyland. How'd we get to Disneyland?
I don't know. Yeah. And Chris, yeah, I would like to point out that your sarcasm did not go unnoticed.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. It's a good point too, because
me too.
When you go to Disney Hollywood Studios, there's a lot. There's not as many family friendly rides. Everyone can do Toy Story, Midway Mania, but they can't ride Star Tours or Rock and Roller Coaster.
You know what, though?
Or...
just about anyone can ride Star Tours.
Yeah, but they don't. But
I don't know. Last trip, this last weekend, I was like, I'm never going on this again. It
you
just
say
I,
that.
I was in the back and my feet didn't touch the ground and it was very disconcerting.
What?
No, those seats are a little bit higher back what? There. My feet didn't
you were in
touch.
The feet didn't touch
it. But... I have to bring a block of wood with me next time?
Oh my gosh.
It just helps me if my feet can touch the ground, you know, because I was flipping all over the place.
Even the Ewoks in the preloading videos' feet touch the ground.
You know.
All right, so what else? All right, so which so what are the fast pass choices again over at Hollywood Studios?
Okay, well, we did our e-tickets, and that's really going to be Rock and Roller Coaster and Toy Story Midway Mania. Fantasmic is a close third, and Beauty and the Beast is a distant fourth. And then you've got your second group, and this is going to have your Star Tours, your Great Movie Ride, Tower of Terror, and I thought that is maybe an e-ticket type ride, but I guess they don't.
A long wait for that. Now there probably is, but there didn't used to be. It used to be like a 20-minute wait most days.
Yeah. You know what a good one is? Disney Junior Live on Stage. Because if you're going to Disney Junior, you've got young kids, and they don't like to wait in long lines without moving. And it's one of those, you know, just everyone goes in and loads the show. So they have to stand in one place for a very long time before they're allowed in. So
see,
a fast pass would be good.
Yeah, but they still have to stand
on
in one place.
Because those shows, they still give you a 1 hour window. So if you still have that 1 hour window and the show starts at some point within that hour, you're probably still waiting if you don't know the exact time of the show.
But you'd find out the exact time of the show. Because the show times are listed.
Yeah.
You may have a fast pass with a time window, but you're going to have an exact time listed. You know, they can't say, you know, we're going to start this somewhere between 2:45 and 3:15. You know, they tell you 3 o'clock is when the show starts. Be here. And so you get there and they preload or they load the show at 10 till and you go down. You sit down and you get your spot and you're happy. I think.
Yeah.
I think it's a good choice.
I would rather. I don't know. There's so many good second levels at Hollywood Studios.
Let's look at these second levels. You've got the
Jones. If you have older kids, I would do.
I see 3.
Well, if you want a good seat for Indiana Jones, if you want to be center in any regard, you do need to get there early. And I don't know if the Fast Pass is going to help or not. Haven't used it for this, but you can get.
I wouldn't use it for a show.
I don't know.
I would just get Muppet Vision.
Oh, no.
God, no.
You don't need it for that.
No way.
Star Tours,
yeah.
Star Tours is a good choice.
American Idol.
Star Tours is a great choice. The
Little Mermaid.
Ride on the certain day might be. I've been recommending Tower of Terror and Star Tours.
Yeah.
What's interesting is the Great Movie Ride. Has anyone else noticed that the lines in the last couple of years, maybe 18 months, the lines are crazy long?
Are they?
Yeah, it was long this weekend.
Yeah.
Was it?
Like filling up the entire theater room and beyond.
I don't think I've ever waited in a line for that.
We were right by, when we walked in, we were right by Scarlett O'Hara, if you know where that is.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
I wonder if they're running fewer.
There was
seem like it.
I don't think
it
they
didn't
are,
seem
Sharpie.
Like it.
They were running short. They were only running one or two cars when we went last time, but they didn't have a huge line as opposed to running. Like, I think they can run two at a time and they were running one, I think, when we went last time.
Well, what they did last time is, you know how they've got two sets of cars that run? They were only running one set.
So you always went to the gangster thing instead of the Western. Yeah. They would run the one set. And then the other time I was there that I saw a huge line was when we were there for the Friday the 13th. But that's because the park was just jammed.
Well, the whole park was crazy.
And they probably had one set of cars running.
You know, we were trying to find something to do that would be a short line.
And that line just went all the way outside the whole theater.
Crazy. So I've been seeing long lines there. But you're right with Tower of Terror. You're looking at 15, 20 minutes for the most part. Rock and Roller Coaster, crazy lines. Toy Story, crazy lines. Let's see what else. I think that's it. Okay.
Yeah, I think it is, huh?
I think that does it. So there's our 2 cents that took an hour. Wow. All right. Anything else to add?
I think that's good. Want to wrap it up?
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up. I would like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. You can go over to PixieVacations.com and do a quote request, and any of us can help you. If you have any questions or comments for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. And you can download our shows 2 different places. You can go to mousechat.net or you can go to iTunes. Thank you for listening, and join us again next time on Mousechat.